from Jerusalem. And he shall judge between the nations and shall decide disputes for many peoples, or even heathen. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of God. I wish I could stop there, but that's the middle of a Hebrew paragraph. And I'll give you a heads up, things start turning a bit ugly. Because things are kind of backwards. It's turned upside down. Isaiah has issued the invitation. And now comes the thump on the head. Now comes what God has to say. Amos says, "For you have rejected your people, God. You have rejected the house of Jacob because they are full of things from the east and fortune tellers like the Philistines from the west. And they strike hands with the children of foreigners or heathen." Strike hands, and that has a range of meaning, but all of it means get along pretty good. "Their land is filled with silver and gold, and there is no end to their treasures. Their land is filled with horses." That's the M1 main battle tank in the ancient Near East. "And there is no end to their chariots. Their land is filled with idols. They bow down to the work of their hands, to what their own fingers have made. So man is humbled and each one is brought low. Do not forgive them. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from before the terror of the Lord and from the splendor of his majesty. The haughty looks of man shall be brought low, and the lofty pride of men shall be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day." Isaiah is a prophet, one of the three major, and that means long. And he joins both the former prophets and also what we sometimes call the minor prophets. I prefer to use the Jewish title, the Book of the 12. And a prophet, Navi, in Hebrew, is someone who speaks God's word. There is an announcement formula, prophetische Anheitsrede, German, where the prophet says, "Kol Amar Yahweh, thus says the Lord." That's like putting quotation marks around it. And a lot of the stuff in the quotation marks isn't pretty. Jonah said to Nineveh, that great and wicked city, "If you don't repent, you're toast." When the prophets say, "Thus says the Lord," there's usually an element of ugly, like I just read. "Full of the things from the east and of the west." Really happy to be around non-Jews. "They have loads of money, loads of horses and chariots, loads of idols." By now, we should probably know how this ends. And it doesn't end well. Wait a minute. God's not talking to us. Yeah, right. Were you busy over the Thanksgiving period? Family, friends, food? Was God active in your gatherings and in your lives? Are you just relieved that you got to all the places you needed to and now you can fast for a few days? And what about December as we all dial back our participation in other things? Sometimes church, sometimes in the life of faith.
And what are my idols? What are your idols? And now we're back at Theodore Sturgeon's law. And he was an underestimator. This was pre-internet, for sure. And it's pre-judgment day. And Theodore Sturgeon would probably have to say, like Amos is saying, about 100% is refuse. Because I'm so busy being about all these other busynesses, and I'm not still, and not realizing I am not God. I'm so busy with getting ready for Christmas that there's sometimes very little, if any, Christ around. One pastor I know is encouraging his congregation to stay home Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, not so he gets a break, but so that people get a break. I'm not telling you to do that, okay? Let's be clear. And I'm going to be leading worship services Christmas Eve and Christmas Day down in the Decorah area where I'm serving two little churches. But boy, I'm starting to wonder if that might not be wise. If that might not be wise to remember that as families gather, we gather around Christ. And if we're not gathered by the Holy Spirit, well, that's three strikes. What is God willing for us today? What is God willing for us as the 24th approaches and then the 25th and we can relax? I'm back to Theodore Sturgeon, and I'm a sinner, and I want you to know it. I like foosball, that is soccer, and I binged on the FIFA Cup. I even watched Brazil. I thought better things would happen. That's not eternity, my friends. That's jollies in this life, the sensuality. Oh, what's wrong with sensuality? Jesus didn't come for sensuality. Well, I like to enjoy a meal as best I can, or sometimes TV as best I can. I have to tell you that I knew this was dangerous, so I TiVo'd everything, and I watched it usually at high speed because there was a lot of boredom going on. And I'd rather give my time in dealing with Jesus. Who are you as you begin Advent? Who are you and who does God want you to be? Because the same old is not good enough. And God doesn't share. Either Jesus Christ is our Lord, our Heavenly Father is God, and the Holy Spirit is the presence of Christ. You can say what you want and do what you want, and God doesn't get fooled. I like to tell confirmants, God's not stupid, God's not a sucker. God is holy. Are we holy? We're called to that holiness in Christ Jesus, who came for us. Enter the rock and hide in the dust from before the terror of the Lord. That terror is a noun from the word fear or horror. And we need to be in the rock Jesus, or there's no place for us. Maybe it's good to begin Advent with this kind of theme of jugularity, as I call it. God plays for keeps, for eternity. And I think we're busy doing intramurals. God demands of us people, His people. And yeah, I can do it my way, like Sammy Davis Jr. sang, and if it's not God's way, it ends with a brick wall and hell. Our Christ this morning, whose light shines in our darkness, reminds us of who he is and who we are, and calls us not to live a life of rubbish, but to live a life which is completed in Christ Jesus, to whom alone be all honor and glory now and forever. And all God's people say, Amen. We join together in our hymn, and I'm going to ask you to rise as you are able. Wake, awake. Awake, your lamps with gladness take. Alleluia. Prepare yourselves to meet the Lord, whose light has stirred the waiting guard. Oh, let all the heavens and saints and angels sing before you, the harps and cymbals all unite. Of one pearl, each shining portal, we're dwelling with the choir immortal. We gather round your dazzling light. No eye has seen, no ear has yet been trained to hear. What joy is ours? Crescendos rise, your halls resound. Hosannas blessed in cosmic sound. We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for the prayers and the Lord's Prayer.
the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. O God, whose strength is made perfect in weakness, we pray that you would put to death in us our immoral conduct and selfish ways. Strengthen us by your grace, that by the integrity of our lives and the constancy of our faith, we give glory to your holy name. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Ancient of Days, you have revealed your unfolding promise over the centuries, always pointing forward to the advent of your Son. Even as we wait, O Lord, keep us ever watchful and constantly prepared, that you may find us diligently attending to the tasks which you have given us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of righteousness, kindle among the world's leaders a hunger for justice and peace. Guide them to govern wisely. Let the bounty of your love break the chains of hatred and prejudice. Protect from danger our military personnel who are far from home. May they work for your peace in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. Bring your healing presence to those who are dying, those who long for forgiveness, and the sick, suffering, and grieving. We pray especially
for those we name silently or out loud.
Bring comfort and hope to all your people who are suffering this day. Grant to each one of us all you see that we need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, all for whom we should have prayed, trusting not in ourselves, but in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. And all God's people say,
Amen.
Our hymn is Hark the Glad Sound. Peace, awake, and waiting with faithfulness. Go in peace, serving the Lord.
Thanks be to God.